Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Here we are. Off you go.
Hey, the lads.
Here we go. Strap yourselves in. Strap yourselves in there. We're not going until you're strapped in.
Right. Isn't it? Do you know what? I'm supposed to be. You know, I'm doing that cartoon.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be recording that tomorrow. And wouldn't. Isn't it just my luck that I'd have this fucking throat? On the bleeding. The day before. Anyway, it's just my
What's
luck.
What's the odds? Now you're going to have to have that voice for the whole thing now, even when you're better.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's kind of sexy, though. It's a little bit sexy?
No.
It's a little bit sexy. Some people will be into it. Some people are into that stuff.
What? Lots of people are into lots of
Some
things,
people so. Are into sore throats.
Yeah.
Some people like sore throats.
Hey, good morning. Kind of like mid-morning radio voice, no? Sexy. Sexy voice.
No, sounds like you're sick.
Maybe you're not into it.
Maybe other people are.
Women.
Could be.
Women are into it.
What's happening now?
Hello.
Here you are now.
Here I am.
Who the fuck is that?
Hey.
How are you, stranger?
There he is there. We want dead. We want dead.
Bring back Geefer. Bring back Geefer.
Why isn't our producer? Why isn't our... Go on.
Mick in Kildare has a question for you.
Big Mick.
Big Mick, yeah.
Not too far away from what you're talking about there. What's one thing everyone loves that you hate? You absolutely hate.
Bambinos. I just don't get it. Everyone's
you hate the pizza or the hype?
I suppose I hate the hype. The pizza's not actually that bad, but it's not worth queuing up South William Street for.
Mm.
So that's one thing.
You hate loads of stuff people like.
I do. I've moaned enough about Hail Mary, Project Hail Mary. That's gotten a lot of praise, and I think that's a lot of crap.
Oppenheimer, you hated that too.
Oppenheimer, I found a little bit boring.
Water.
Yeah.
Water. Everyone loves water. Do you love water? Does anyone love water?
I don't think anyone loves water.
You know people that like drink water, like it's all they drink is water. Like, oh, I drink water. Do you like have his drink? They're like, no, I just drink water.
Mm.
I don't like that.
I feel uncomfortable when I'm in a restaurant and the waiter comes up and says, what do you want to drink? He's having any drinks?
Water. Do you want some water?
Like, we just have water for the table. And I'm like, ugh. I feel stingy.
I don't want water. Tap water or a bottled water with a cap on it. That's not opened yet. That's going to cost more. It'll actually cost money. The other one doesn't. I'll go with that one. The one that doesn't cost anything.
I punch it. I can barely bleed and think. There's so many things.
There's
that
loads.
Why don't we start with things that you love and I'll tell you if I agree with you or not.
Chicken wings.
Well, I don't hate them, but they're messy. I'd rather eat a chicken fillet.
I have to agree with him here.
On that one?
The chicken wing is, more often than not, it does not live up to the promise.
No.
Salt and the sauce.
Yeah.
But the sauce is probably the best part.
Oh, yeah. So that's why you get them.
But it's too messy. I'd rather that sauce over a butterfly chicken. That's what I'm talking about.
You can have that.
Can I?
All these days you can have anything.
I don't think anywhere does that. Not a bad show. Oh.
What, like a Frank's hot sauce butterfly chicken?
Yeah, yeah. Something in that, innit?
Yeah.
He's going to have that. Somebody go make that.
You should start a food truck. Business selling chicken.
Oh,
that's my idea.
Spicy chicken.
The snack box crew.
I don't think I've got.
It's the snack box crew. And Danny Conway's snack box crew.
The snack box crew. Remember that video? The snack box crew.
You still have the truck.
Eat the bones and everything.
I still have the truck. Yeah. There's some stuff bubbling about.
I was talking
truck.
To someone in a butcher's.
Yeah.
That knows you, and he was asking about the truck and all, but he actually like knew you on a business level.
Oh,
I don't know. I can't remember his name. He.
I was talking to him.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right. Was he telling you I was talking to me?
You was telling me that he met you in the butchers, yeah. You were getting your free meat. Literally dancing for your dinner.
I didn't ask for it. I was just like,
I didn't ask for it.
I just went and said, give me meat now. Like, my phone was out. Can't take them anywhere.
Just let me pay for me food.
No, seriously, Darren, you don't have to pay for that 3-course meal for you and Amy, because like, you made us laugh over the years, man. Like, no, just let me fucking pay it, man.
Just take me money. Don't be asking me to do stuff.
In the spirit of entrepreneurship. Evan from Finglas says, this will inspire Darren to start Vinted.
Selling on Vinted?
Yeah. I had about 250 or 300 old retro and modern Man United jerseys mixed with loads of other teams.
Boy.
I started selling them on Vinted in August last year. I have made about $3,000. It's well worth selling stuff you don't need anymore.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's only about a tenner a jersey.
I've loaded of Vinted ones.
Do you?
Retro United jerseys, yeah. But they're like boys' size, like.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd buy something for my kids. I'd buy like a kids.
From when I was a kid, like. I feel like there's no kids buying shit on Vinted.
Would you be surprised?
Like, you'd want the adult version of it, no?
A parent, a girl.
I have a few actually that was in the gaff that were like me uncles from the Sharp days.
Oh, yeah.
But they're like medium men's and stuff. But they're like literally the ones from back then. They're not like the copied ones are.
Oh, they go for good money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The ones with the like lace on the collar and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
No, the green and yellow one and then the.
Oh, back then?
Back then. Cantona days, yeah.
Class.
Yeah, a few of them knocking around.
You should wear them. Why don't you should wear them more?
No, wouldn't fit me. Medium. You're fucking mad. I'm more of a schmedium.
You'd look ripped. Look buff. Tight. Like,
I wouldn't. I'd look like a fat bastard.
But you're like a playoff fit.
Oh, you have love handles. I have everything there. Like, you know, it's not going to look buff at all.
He's worn very short shorts today, and we're not allowed to show his legs on the cameras.
It's not that short, lads. Come on.
Honestly, like,
they're not that short, lads. Come on,
you may as well just be wearing boxers.
Stop. They're not even that short. Like. Like,
what's the difference between
them? They look like boxers.
I've seen many.
They look like swimming shorts.
I honestly feel like taking my jeans off just to show you how far my boxers come down.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me earlier? Why didn't you let me know when we were doing the main episode?
Not, that, they're not shorts. You're wearing a fucking thong, man.
What are you talking about?
What am I wearing?
I like them anyway.
Fucking go down. Mine actually go down a bit further, probably, than them. And they're baggier as well.
They're Under Armour.
Are you sure they're not jocks?
I think they're swimming shorts.
I
don't know.
Did he have netting in them?
Yeah. No, I hate fucking netting in swimming shorts. I always cut them out. Did he have netting in them? Yeah.
You jocks, they're just bunched up into the net.
I hate when that happens.
It shouldn't happen.
I shouldn't be wearing netted fucking swim shorts to a podcast.
Wearing the shortest shorts and a gilet.
It's all the fashion.
No, it's not.
It's all the fashion, so I believe. That's what they're all saying, that's all the fashion now.
That's an aggressive level of tie. I feel like you're putting her up to us there, yeah?
It's not my fault I'm fucking ripped in
this. This is an attempt to assert dominance in the studio.
Well, sit up straight then. Just let me know if you see me balls at once.
Oh, did they pop out? I can see your fucking breakfast, man.
Did they pop out at all? Jordan, Anya, I just want to know, because I don't want you to be uncomfortable. Did they come out at any point?
Your balls. It's been hanging out the whole time, man.
Okay. Sorry about that.
All right, next one for you from Confused and Coolock.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Most people.
So, all right, Darren, Joe, I need your help making me make sense to myself.
Fair.
It's going to be hard.
I have two separate groups of male friends. The first were forged in the furnace of childhood.
Oh, yeah.
and the other, a group that has been drawn together like lost magnets in later life through work, various sports, and in one case, a hiding outside a pub in Glasnevin. Now to my question. My missus pointed out to me that I unconsciously referred to the original group as the boys and the later one as the lads. I denied it, but on close examination and some truth-seeking, she is absolutely bloody right. I'm now at peace with it, but I guess I need to know if this makes any sense at all. Do you have the boys and then do you have the lads? And if so, what's the difference?
I don't have any mates.
We're your friends.
Yeah, but when you say the lads, that's like... Like, I have mates that are, like, not part of the one group, like, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So they're kind of spread out. Do you get me? Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's definitely different groups.
The lads and the boys.
There's a group of friends that I would call to bury a body. They're the lads. And then everyone else is...
I don't have anyone like that.
You don't have a bury a body?
No. All my mates ditched.
Look, if you accidentally killed Amy and you had to bury her...
I'd hand myself in before I'd done that. I'd say, I'm
probably didn't need to pick the victim there. You could have just said, just
a person. Someone,
The reason why I said Amy was because Amy is probably the person that you'd go to the call.
What if he killed someone while Amy was on her list?
Could have been a stranger. Someone broke into my house and I killed them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a, 98 FM. Best fucking celebrity in Dublin award. Best, what was it?
Dublin's best.
Best Dublin best celebrity. I smacked him over the head with that 10 times because he came into me. Which I'm in me right to.
Self-defense. You'd only be done for manslaughter.
According to the law, you can't do that. So I need to ring someone to bury the body with me.
Yeah. Who are you calling?
I'd probably fucking soft.
Yeah.
And he'd be asleep though or something. Or he'd be like, oh man, I can't do that. We're like, why? Come up now and bury this body with me. You're the best man at me fucking wedding. He'd go, I can't, man. I'm trying to complete the level. Like, you fucking prick. You little bastard. I'm on the last mission I'm on the boss. What do you mean you're on the boss? Get up out of it. Bury this fucking man.
There's a body in the kitchen and he's going through rigor mortis as we speak.
He's starting to talk again. He's saying things. I need you to come over. And he's just like, no, I'm at that ordering Mazzoni's. A fucking Mazzoni's. I can't because I'm at the bit where I can't get past and I'm nearly past and I'm at the road on the Mazzoni's.
what a shit excuse. When your mates have to kill him. But he's dead.
Yeah, but
he's like
it's on the way.
He'll be dead in the morning. I'll come over and I'll give you a hand then. He's not gonna come back to life, he's not going anywhere.
Alright. I think that'll do us.
All right.
Do you have a bury a body?
Cheers. That probably, people listen to it just think I randomly said the word cheers. But that's Owen's friend, his name is Cheers.
I'd probably have a couple, yeah. I think Cheers would be good for that.
Oh, isn't it nice to have a few mates that would sort you out?
Well, listen,
what would you do if I rang you and said that? Would you come over?
If you asked me to bury a body, yeah.
Well, now, there, I'll ring you.
Well, you had to ask me first.
Would you help me? I'm at that killing someone with me 98 FM best of Dublin
trophy. You wouldn't trust me.
I feel like you'd fucking record it or something and post it. yeah, fucking easy. Don't come with killing someone.
Yeah, imagine how that would pan out that if he had that on you. Although I suppose if he helped you, you'd kind of both be in it. But
we'd be in it. Yeah, that's the whole point, isn't it?
Joint
yeah.
enterprise.
Yeah. I'd just say you did it.
Get you to hit him once more with the award.
I'm just an accomplice. I didn't do the actual murdering though. It was him.
I just say he came after my house in a drunken rage and he killed someone. I'm like, yeah, but how did he end up there? Oh, he must have dragged them off the street and came in and killed them in my house with my trophy award.
Imagine the leverage. If he had that sort of leverage on you, the stuff he could get you to say and do.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Promote this, say that. Oof.
And if you said no, I'd just say, well, I'm going to tell everyone you killed.
Well, I'm going to tell everyone you killed someone.
Everyone.
With your Best of Dublin trophy.
And I show you the picture and you're like, I didn't even know you were fucking filming it.
What did you say? It was AI.
And it was when you were actually killing them. You were like, how did you get that footage?
Who is this man?
It was someone breaking into your house.
Yeah. But who is it though?
Person. He's a bad person.
A prick like.
Oh,
like a horrible.
He was going to kill you.
Maybe he was lost. Maybe he thought he lived there.
Why do you think he lived there?
Don't know.
He had turtles too.
Hmm.
Hopefully me dogs are getting before I did. They wouldn't.
Fucking chomp the heels off him.
Oh, stop. Well,
would hopefully. If I called you and said I'm at the killing the body, would you come over? And
I don't think I would.
What would you do?
I'd say no.
Would you rat me out then?
If I was no, like, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't. I'd just say no, man. Sorry.
And I'd have to kill you then.
You wouldn't.
I'd have to.
I wouldn't tell anyone though.
I'd keep the body in my house then.
If they questioned me and they were like, "Did Joe ring you about asking you to come over and help me dispose of a body?" I'd just say, "No." Oh, he didn't ring.
Because we went through his phone records here.
I didn't answer.
Because we found this body half buried in the Wicklow Mountains.
Half buried.
And we never would have found him if someone had helped.
Why didn't you bury the rest of him?
Because it was only me. It was too heavy. I needed two people. So we only got him half buried. And then they found me on the way back. And they went through my phone records and they saying that I called you. Would you be raging then?
I'd just say, I think he's gone a bit mad.
And they say, why didn't you tell us? Why didn't you call us?
I'll just say I was waiting on the Mazzonis.
Because that's covering up. That's that's covering up a murder. That's nearly as bad. Worse, I'd say.
Conspiring. Is that what it's called?
No.
I wish it was.
Conspiracy?
I wish it was called that. I wish I was right on that one.
All right, we'll come back to this, I think.
Would you call me the barrier buddy? Who would you call the barrier?
Call you.
Me or Darren, who are you calling?
Darren.
Darren?
I'd say no.
He would say no, but then when I called you, which would be a terrible decision, because you'd have that over me forever.
Why do you feel like Joe would use things against you?
I feel like it'd be great. First of all, I'd feel really flattered.
I think you'd be very impressed at me for killing someone. I think on some level, you'd be like, ah.
Yeah.
Well, you had it in you.
Yeah. Surprised.
Maybe you won't be flattered, yeah.
I'd be flattered.
But if I called him first and he said no, at least in hindsight I could say, look, I tried everything.
Would you call me after him? Or would you call Terrence? Call Terrence, I can't.
Terry be on the way before.
What would you do if he rang you and he said, Joe, I know this is pretty random, but like someone is out there breaking into my house and I'm out there killing them. With
Darren's Dublin's.
No, I was going to say a Talking Bollocks Award. I'm at the killing them with that Talking Bollocks Award. You know that square one for the Irish Podcast Awards? The one with the sharp edges.
Good heft in that, yeah.
It's a good heft. It's blue.
I'm after killing them with the briefcase of money Darren's power has. Go on.
What would you do?
If he caught me saying that.
Say, will you come over and help me get rid of it? I would have 100% say no.
You would not.
I would.
That you're an awful human being. How would you say no?
I'd rat him.
Would you even offer advice?
I'd call the cops.
Try and calm me down.
I'd just try and be okay. So I'd distance myself so much from that now.
No, you wouldn't. Would you?
You're telling me if he killed someone that I should, by human nature, go over and fucking help him get rid of the
After
body?
All we've you're been mate. Through, you're gonna. Mate.
No.
Someone broke into his house and he killed them.
With your award?
No, I wouldn't have.
Why? You shouldn't have left it lying around.
I wouldn't have got back asleep.
Would you not call the guards then?
I'd go back asleep and just pretend it never happened.
But then, sure, like, nothing changes then.
I know, I'm just not involved in it. Too much
but
to
as soon
lose.
As he tells you, you are involved. As soon as you have that information, you're involved. You know then.
But just say I'm not. Say all you want because I'm not involved.
But you have the phone records out there.
And then if they ask me, I'd say, yeah, he fucking said he killed someone and I'm not helping him.
I have this picture. If you call him saying, Darren, you're like, Darren? And you're like, yeah. There was a man, he came into my house. And I'm after killing him. And you just go, la, 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 la.
Like, la, la, la. Hey, oh, hey, oh. Got to have a bowl of.
Back in the bed, la, 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 la.
And then he was like, what was that? I was like, I don't know, prank call.
Go back to bed.
Wrong number. I don't know, fucking someone from Croatia or something.
I love how staunch you are. That you're not helping that. Is there no one? What if Amy said that she killed somebody?
I'd help.
You'd help them.
Yeah, I'd have to.
So clearly you've no fear over me kind of getting retribution down the line. No?
Like, what
I feel bad for you. Like,
you're guaranteed to help him and nobody will find out.
Oh, well, then I'd help him.
But you didn't
then
say that.
If I was guaranteed that...
I didn't know that. The whole point of it being a...
It's risky.
A show, yeah, a show of friendship or loyalty is...
So it's not a matter of right or wrong. It's just a matter of self-preservation on your end.
Absolutely.
You have no moral qualms with burying a body.
What do you mean?
Like, you don't feel like it's the wrong thing to do. You don't. You wouldn't be on the phone going, look, you need to let the legal process play out. That person needs a funeral for their family. That's not what's troubling you. What's troubling you is you might lose a sponsor deal.
Like, I just don't want to be a part of that.
Because you're afraid of getting caught?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also that, like, I'd want to know more information on, is this an innocent person you killed?
But would you say that first then?
I'd be like, is this an innocent person you killed?
So would you let me confess to the whole crime in detail and then turn me down?
Yeah.
So not only have you turned me down, you've also then left me stand there, hold my phone.
With a dead person.
Phone in one hand, you're Dublin's Best Celebrity Award in the other hand. And I'm standing there going, not only have I killed someone.
He doesn't
now
care.
Darren Conway knows the whole story.
I wouldn't, I just forget, I just. Wouldn't.
But you've just turned me down to help me, so I can't trust you.
Yeah, and you have the information now. So,
so what are you going to do, come over and kill me?
He's done it before. He's done it before. He's killed.
Just lock me in the door. I wouldn't let you in.
I'll tell you I'm there to give you a roar back.
Dunk. If I didn't help you, what would you say? Like, before I hung up?
Let's go, Darren.
Ah, why? Why?
Come on. Don't make me call Joe.
Yous are mad helping his mate get rid of dead bodies, lads.
I didn't say anything.
Yous are mad things doing that.
Oh. I love it. That was good. I liked that. I enjoyed that. Right. Learned a lot about yous.
Yeah.
About yous. Yeah.
Ah, sure. You don't know until it comes to it.
Yeah, well, you never know until it happens.
You know? It's just... I'm going to head off now.
I'm just going to not kill anybody. And if I do, don't worry. You won't be getting a call from me. I'll call some other people just in case.
Do call, though, just in case in a real life scenario.
I called you... Would you come and help?
Yeah, I'll come over and give you a hand, yeah.
I don't believe it.
Why?
I don't believe you'd give up everything, like your kids and your family, to help someone bury a body, like.
Yeah, that's true.
Really, like, think about it. You wouldn't. You'd be like, fuck off. You would.
Yeah, well, maybe not for you guys. But for...
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
For your best mate, whoever that is out there, would you do it for him?
Yeah.
You wouldn't. You absolutely wouldn't. No one would. Some head case would.
I would, yeah.
No, you'd show you wouldn't. You'd be risking it all.
You'd be risking it all. But me mate would be risking all of him.
It's his own fault for killing him. With a trophy.
But he can get... But it was an accident and your man was a bad guy and he was going to kill him.
Leave that up to the courts. Or the police or the FBI or wherever...
Well, it's all hypothetical. Hopefully it never comes down to it.
But if it did, would you do it?
I think I would, yeah.
I don't think you would.
I think I'd be too creeped out by a dead body. I think that's what would stop me the most.
Let's leave this subject now before it runs out of legs and we ruin what we have.
Nice. It's a sweet spot now and it's a bonus episode and we can leave it there. Tell us, would you help a friend... if they killed the body, would you bury a body with your friend?
They killed the body
in a similar position.
It's not even a human anymore, do you know?
Not anymore. It's only a body.
Let us know in the comments if you'd kill a body.
If you would bury a body,
would you help Darren if he called you? Just to the listeners.
No one would. Nobody would in this whole world. Not one person. Maybe Amy, but no one else in this whole world would help me do that.
I don't know.
Tanya,
I think if Darren called me,
maybe that fella has a tattoo of me on his arse.
Yeah, there you go.
Salah or something.
I think it would be like, if you called me, I'd probably try talk you through the process or try help you out.
It's almost as bad.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I, like, do you know, I'm not bringing me fingerprints and me DNA and everything. It's, there's plausible deniability there because the phones aren't being recorded, supposedly.
Joe showing up like the wolf in Pulp Fiction. Right.
That's good.
Stala@goaloudnow.com.
It's a good email, yeah. And that's the one you send the questions into.
Yeah. Bye.
Cheers. Talk to you later.